Megillah Perek Dalet Mishnah Base 4:2. The Mishnah continues to discuss the number of people who should get aliyahs in various days in their Kriyas Torah. The Mishnah begins and says, Baroshe Chadashim Uvochole Cholo Shel Moed. On Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed, the middle days of Pesach and Sukkot. So then, Koren Arba'ah, there are four people to get aliyahs, or more literally translated, four people read from the Torah, as I explained before, they read themselves. The reason why we are going with four is to indicate that it's a more important day than a regular Monday or Thursday because you have Musaf on these days, and Musaf indicates that there was a korban Musaf, an extra offering, communal offerings brought in the Beis HaMikdash, which indicates the day has special additional potentialities, and therefore we recognize that by having an extra person coming up to read from the Torah. Ein po chasen mehen, you may not reduce that number, meaning on Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed, you can't have fewer than four readers. Ve'ein mosifin aleihen, and nor may you add, let's say, a fifth person to get an aliyah on Rosh Chodesh or Chol Moed. The reason why is you can't go fewer than four because then you'd lose this indication that these are special days relative to the regular Monday and Thursday. You can't add to them because that would make the tefillah schlep out longer, and that would be a concern of of burdening the community, because people have to go to work. On Rosh Chodesh, certainly people go to work after shul, and on Chol HaMoed, although what work one can do is limited, still, for Dovar Aved, work is certainly permitted for things that will result otherwise in economic losses, and therefore people have to go to work and do things, so we're not going to make the davening stretch out. HaPoseach v'chosem b'torah mevarach lefaneu l'acharea. This is a repeat from the previous mission, which says again that it's the first guy, meaning the Kohen, and the last guy, meaning the fourth guy, Ganalia, who make the opening and closing brachas of Asher Bacharbanu and Asher Nasalanu, respectively. And as I said before, that's no longer the custom. Now, of course, everyone makes their own blessing, both before and afterwards, each ole to the Torah. Zeha Klal, the principle is, Kol Sheyesh Bo Musaf Ve'eno Yom Tov, any day in which there's a Musaf offering to be brought, and therefore a Musaf prayer to be added in the shul, the synagogue, but it's not a Yom Tov, meaning there's no Isra Malacha, there's no restrictions on the work you can do. We're going to ignore the topic of women not doing work on Rosh Chodesh, that's a side point. So then Koren Arba, so should be four people getting aliyahs, no fewer and no more. Usually when it comes to a Mishnah saying Zeha Klal, this is the principle that's Zeha Klal Suye Mai. The Gemara always wants to know why you're speaking out principles. You gave all the details already. It must be the principle comes to add something, and that's usually the case. But in this particular Mishnah, uncharacteristically, Zeha Klal does not come to add anything. There are no days in the Jewish calendar that have a Musaf but don't have restrictions on Malacha other than Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Okay? B'Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, which would mean on the Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, as well as Rosh Hashanah, Chamisha, there are five people to get aliyahs. B'Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, Shisha, there are six aliyahs. And B'Shabbos, Shiva, on Shabbos, there are seven aliyahs. Again, we're moving up. Yom Tov gets five instead of four because Yom Tov has an Isra Malacha. You can't do any work that's not connected to Ochel Nefesh for creating food, etc. So it's more kadosh, and therefore gets recognition of an extra, now total five people getting aliyahs. Yom Kippur is even more strict. All malachas forbidden, even malacha that would be otherwise used for ochel nefesh, food preparation, etc. You can't cook on Yom Kippur at all. And Shabbos is stricter yet, and more kadosh, in as much as, although the list of restrictions is the same for Yom Kippur and Shabbos, the penalty is much more severe by Shabbos, which carries with it a capital penalty that's carried out by the Bezdin Shamata, by earthly courts, as opposed to violating the Isra Malach of doing work on Yom Kippur, which carries with it only, quote-unquote, only Kares, which is carried out by heaven, not by the heavenly courts down below. We actually saw that before in the Ein Bains, if you recall, back in Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. In any case, that's the story here. Ein Po Chasen Mehen, you can't do fewer than the prescribed amount of five, six, and seven aliyahs, respectively, because if you did, then you would lose the indication these are special days in the way we described. Of a mosif and aleihen, you can add to them. Now, according to Rashi, it means that you can add extra readings on Yom Tov or Yom Kippur or Shabbos. The idea being people are going to work anyways, so to add readers isn't considered to be an issue. No one's running, therefore you could do it. Other Mefarshim learn that no, you can't add to Yom Kippur, you can't add to Yom Tov, because then it would like blur the lines of its specialness relative to Shabbos. If you had, let's say, seven aliyahs on Yom Kippur, it would be like a Shabbos. So they say you can't do that, and this line of the Mishnah allowing you to add is only going on Shabbos specifically, because Shabbos anyway is the top, so seven or eight, you're not losing any status from Shabbos. Now, as far as the halacha goes on this point, so the Shulchan Aruch says, make redin, like Rosh, you could add, but the universal custom is no, we don't add to extra Kriyas Torah aliyos, except on the Shabbos, which does happen, people go past seven, if whatever reason. Finally, the Mishnah says, Umaftirin benavi, on those days, on Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, we also have the Haftorah reading, some section of the Navi that's read after the Torah reading. I mentioned in the previous parak, the origins of that date back to the time of the persecutions under Antiochus, in like around the year 170 plus minus BCE, and they kept it. So now we have that custom, even though they started learning the Torah again. So we have Torah and Navi together in Shul. People aren't rushing off to work because it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, etc. So therefore, we do have Torah. Hapaseach v'chosim b'Torah mevarach lefaneu la'achareh, says the Mishnah for a third and final time. The people who make the brachas before the Torah reading with Asher Baruch Rabbanu and afterwards with Shana Solano are just the first guy, the Kohen, and the last guy, whether it's the fifth, sixth, or seventh person, depending on what they were talking about, he's the guy who does the closing bracha. And again, like I said before, the universal custom today is that each person who gets an aliyah makes his own brachas before and afterwards.